Conquering a city is not so much, observed the Scarecrow, as they started across the blue field. Trot conquered an island in the sky and has a whole book of history written about her adventures there. Did you really? Staring down at the little girl with wonder and admiration, Betty begged her to tell the story. So, as they hurried on to the blue cottage, Trot told how she and Button Bright and Cap'n Bill had flown on a magic umbrella to Sky Island, conquered the pinks and blues, and how she had been crowned queen of the island. She was trying to explain to Benny why she preferred being a little girl in the Emerald City to a queen in the sky when the Scarecrow gave a sharp cry of alarm and sprang back from the road. Thunderous hoofbeats came pounding along the highway, and as Trot and Benny jumped out of the way, a most astonishing steed galloped pell-mell by them. It carried two riders, but as they were seated on a level with the treetops, they were almost invisible. About all that Trot and her companions could see were High Boy's legs, for of course, it was High Boy. And never having seen a high horse in the whole course of their lives, the three travelers pressed back against the low wall at the side of the road. "Hey!" yelled the Scarecrow, torn between fright and curiosity. "Where?" whinnied the high horse, stopping short, and coming down so suddenly that Phil and the medicine man were nearly jolted out of the saddle. "Did you say hey?" he repeated gently, his head now on a level with the Scarecrow. "Ah!" Leaning forward, he snatched several wisps out of the Scarecrow's shirt front and munched them up with great relish. "Stop!" commanded Trot sharply, as the Scarecrow, clutching his shirt front together, began to climb over the wall. "You mustn't eat the Scarecrow. He's alive." "Oh, all right then," sighed High Boy, looking curiously down at Trot. "But he started it, you know. I should never have lowered myself to speak to you at all if he had not hollered hey." "What I really meant was how," stuttered the Scarecrow, balancing himself on the top of the wall and ready to jump either way. "How do you do?" he finished, jerking off his hat nervously. "As I'm told sometimes and as I please others," sniffed High Boy, switching his tail impatiently. "But if it's how and not hey, I might as well get up and go on again." "No, wait," directed Philidor, greatly interested in the appearance of the three travelers. The Scarecrow he had recognized at once from a picture he had seen in history at home. "This gentleman lives in the Emerald City, High Boy, and perhaps he will show us the way to the capital." At the little prince's words, the Scarecrow quickly jumped down off the wall. "We are going to the Emerald City ourselves," he exclaimed in surprise. "It's in the opposite direction from the one you are taking." "We're hunting a queen," explained Benny, deciding it was about time he got into the conversation. "Why, so are we," cried the medicine man, leaning so far out to the side that his chest flew open and spilled half its contents on the road. Trot and the Scarecrow were extremely shocked at this unexpected happening, but immediately went to Herbie's assistance, and when the last pillbox was in place, the medicine man slammed his chest and with a wide wave of his arms announced, "This is Prince Philidor of the Osier Islands on a quest to find his royal mother and save his father's kingdom. I am a medicine man and I am a high horse," neighed High Boy, pawing up the dust with his hoof and tossing back his mane, "the only high horse in Oz." All of these announcements, as you can well imagine, filled Trot and her companions with astonishment. "Why, we've just left the Osier Isles," burst out Trot breathlessly. "A birdman carried us to Quiberon's cave and..." "Let's all sit down," beamed the Scarecrow, "and talk this over comfortably." Before Philidor or Herbie could dismount, High Boy dropped down upon his haunches and, putting one hoof behind his ear, begged the Scarecrow to proceed with the story. "Why don't you tie yourself up?" he muttered impatiently to the medicine man, who, in rolling off his back, had again upset his medicine chest. "I'll lend you my belt," volunteered Trot, as Phil, who had also fallen off High Boy, picked himself up and sat down beside the straw man. "And now then," exclaimed Trot, after she had again restored the contents of Herbie's chest and fastened it securely with her belt, "tell us everything that has happened." "Ladies first," murmured High Boy, showing both rows of teeth. "You travel in strange company, my dear,"